It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Live from everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Oh, girl, here we go. Here we go, coming to you live from the greatest country in the world, broadcasting from the tippy top of the world-famous Fox News headquarters in New York City. It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, a man who is not testifying on the Hill right now. No, ma'am, Hunter Biden's business partner is.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
He very well could be, because they are asking all the tough questions.
Are you the big man, Joe?
We're going to attempt to answer some of them with Battle and Bill Hemmer, co-host of America's Newsroom. He will be joining us in this hour. Kennedy, the human highlight reel, two sports star. She did it at MTV. Now she does it over here at Fox News. The Bo Jackson of cable news, if you will. She'll be here as well. And, of course, you, your calls, text, tweets, carrier pigeons, always welcome in this audio safe space for cool people where you can be a Republican, be a Democrat. The only thing we ever ask is that you don't be a boom. There it is. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Champ's in a good mood. We have a lot to get to. Tony Bobulinski is on the stand right now just talking about his business relationship with the Bidens.
Hunter's a dirtbag.
And we'll kind of relay the highlights as they occur. But long story short, when it comes to that, you know, and the claim from Joe Biden that he never talked to his son, never knew about his business, never talked to his business partner.
You are so full of sh**.
Okay, the lies and the changing narrative. This went from, I've never talked to my son about his business dealing. And then we heard, well, I've never met his business partner. Okay, he once at one point said he didn't even know what kind of business his son was in. Now we have at least 20 different times in which Biden called into his son's business meetings.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
What was going on here is they were selling influence in our government through Joe Biden, who was the vice president at the time.
I don't remember that ever happening.
But the business partners do, and that is what's going down on Capitol Hill. So we will continue to monitor it. But long story short, if you're a fan of the truth and getting to the bottom of things, it's a good day for America. Obviously, the Jamie Raskins of the world are trying to discredit the witness. They're trying to discredit the other witnesses. They're trying to discredit 159 suspicious activity reports that were filed under the Barack Obama administration.
Tell them like it is.
Okay, the Bidens were doing something. Now, they might have been good enough criminals to, you know, give them a plausible deniability, because we all know, you know, most legitimate businesses, when they're taking money from an overseas entity, wire it through 90 different shell accounts and let it wind up in their grandkids' account. Clearly, these are people with nothing to hide.
Are you stupid or something?
No, I'm sarcastic. There's a lot to hide. They're getting to the bottom of the Hill, and we're going to continue to monitor the situation. But I wanted to get into the nuts and bolts of right now, because as we get underway on a Wednesday, and you can tell it's going to be a chippy Wednesday. I was out all night filming for my TV show. We were in Times Square last night, 1-2 in the morning, talking to people with a camera crew in fear of their lives. You walk around Times Square these days. Wow. I mean, you got to have hand speed. You want to walk the streets of New York City? Like, this is a real thing. This is the America we're living in. Okay, when I go out on the street to shoot, you have a camera crew. You have field producers. Okay, these are people that work on the show that are helping to produce the segment. So they may be locating people for you to talk to. They may be checking the shot in the camera to make sure you're at an angle that they want on TV. You know, things of that nature. We want this cool sign in the background. TV, showbiz. But nowadays, when we go out to shoot in Times Square, it was always customary because you have a lot of high-end camera equipment to bring a security guard. Now when we go out into Times Square, they're sending us out with 6 security guards.
What the hell is the world coming to?
6 security guards. There's now a body man for every single person out there in our detail because we have that much migrant crime. So there were 2 times last night, 2 times, where I was interviewing a woman just a random woman about a question we're going to be asking on Fox News Saturday night this weekend, just kind of taking the pulse of the people so we kind of know where this wind is blowing when we have our big conversation on the panel Saturday night. There were two different times where I was interviewing a woman and security had to interrupt the interview because the migrant pickpocket gang had surrounded her.
That can't be good.
Like, hey, just move over here. These are the pickpockets. We know them. We're out here every night. Just don't be near them while you're getting interviewed. They bump into you. They take their wallet. That's going on. We have organized crime rings in Times Square, and it's not unique to New York. It's any city that has become a sanctuary city that's been forced to deal with this wave of migrant influx, some of which are criminals. That's just a reality. When you hear Venezuela empties a prison, okay, because they know they can get into the United States of America. They're literally, hey, you know, jails are expensive. Correction officers are expensive. Feeding inmates is expensive. I've got it. We'll just send them to America. They'll take care of it.
This could be a problem.
Oh, it's a huge problem. But here's the bottom line. They're doing it because our country is accepting it and encouraging it.
Country is being destroyed by stupid people, by very stupid people.
Which brings me to the next point. Right now, as we get on the air, the great state of Texas, where we will be June the 7th. I'll be down in Dallas at the Majestic Theater Friday night, June the 7th. If you're a KTBB listener, you might be riding up there on a party bus. Paul Gleiser put one together, got everybody backstage passes, dinner at a fancy Italian restaurant, beer, beer, beer. Okay, but down in the state of Texas right now, Governor Abbott is literally fighting the Supreme Court for the right to arrest people who come into our country illegally, meaning he is fighting right now for the right to enforce our very laws as a nation, his very laws as a state. The Supreme Court at this moment is trying to block. First, they said he could arrest people. Then they said they couldn't arrest people. Now there was an injunction, some type of a stay. It's all confusing. But the bottom line is, okay, protecting the American citizens is no longer a foregone conclusion that this government pursues such a thing. No. Okay, this government is now fighting to stop a state from enforcing our American laws.
Welcome to the Biden administration, home to the new slogan, America Last.
Don't take my word as some like Fox News flamethrower. Right-wing comment. I don't care. I'm not a shock jock. I'm not an activist. I'm a talk show host. It's not a conservative talk show. It's an American talk show.
Freedom!
Whether you're a liberal or a Republican, if you were surrounded by a gang of migrant pickpockets last night, they don't ask who you vote for. This isn't a political issue. It's a human issue. Laken Riley, God rest her soul, running on a jogging path at the University of Georgia down in Athens, where we're being heard on WGAU. Hey, girl. Okay, Laken Riley goes out for a jog, gets killed by a violent criminal who shouldn't be in the country. The violent criminal doesn't go, are you a Republican or a Democrat? That's not how this works. So when they try to frame the border through the context of, oh, listen to the verbiage, or, oh, listen to how Trump says Mexico stealing our jobs would be an economic bloodbath. That means January 6th. Don't you guys get it? Don't you understand?
Democrats are so full of crap.
But bigger than being full of crap, their indifference to the suffering that they're causing is criminal. It's criminal. Okay, border security is something both political parties agreed on. They voted for border wall funding under George W. Bush. And as racist and as bigoted as they want you to believe a border wall is, they all voted for one under Barack Obama.
I don't see you doing any better in the booty department.
But we're now living in an age where the politics are so much more important than the people. The power so much more important than the people that they're willing to let the people die if it means they'll get more votes. That's what we learned in the summer of 2020. Okay, no one to this day, not a single person listening, can call in and show me any statistic whatsoever that says the police are racist. No one can do it, but the phone line remains open and toll-free to anybody who'd like to try.
Put up or shut up!
They knew the cops weren't racist. They also knew that the cops are minority-majority in most major municipalities around the country, meaning it's not a whole bunch of old good old boy white boys running a killing cabal like they'd have you believe in the media. No, there are incidents where the difficulties of police work end in someone being killed, because it's the most difficult job, most thankless profession in society, but the most needed and necessary job we have.
He knows what he's talking about.
Can't have a job without the cops. Can't have a society without the cops. Can't have a store without the cops. Can't have a night out without the cops. Can't have a ball game without the cops, even though everybody at the ball game is protesting the cops who protect them while they play a child's game for pay. That's what goes on. But the Democrats openly lit the country on fire, encouraged the bailing out of violent rioters in Minneapolis, even after they burnt down a police station and 100 black-owned businesses in the near north of Minneapolis, because they said, hey, this is what change looks like. This is what equality looks like. We're going to go start a pretend country in Seattle. We'll call it Chaz. We're going to burn down that police station, light a courthouse on fire in Portland. By the time we're done, there'll be $10 billion worth of property damage. There'll be 42 dead people. And we'll refer to it as progress.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've heard of.
But that's what they did. They didn't care about the carnage they caused, the business they were looted. That's what they said to us. They said, well, you guys don't understand. Property is not people. Someone burns your business down, you got insurance, so shut up. Let's talk about people. Okay, let's talk about people. When you burn down 100 businesses, you know what happens to that neighborhood? It collapses. Go to the near north of Minneapolis. Did the Democrats who burnt it down and recommended that you bail out the violent protesters start a fund to rebuild the businesses?
The answer would be no.
No, and there's a direct correlation between high rates of violent crime and low rates of economic opportunity, meaning if there's not a way to make money legally, people find ways to make it illegally, and that's where violence ensues. Okay, they caused that, and they didn't care, because in the summer of 2020, they wanted to run on the narrative that America was systemically racist. This government was built on racism, and the only way to fix it was to throw out a guy who had been a part of this government for 3 years and replace him with a guy who had been a big part of this racist government for 50 years.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Now, why would they do that? Because they didn't care about the carnage they caused in the streets. They didn't care that the cops' jobs were harder. They didn't care that your family was less safe. They wanted to run on vote for us or you're a racist. And that's what they ran on. And somehow they won the election.
Wrong.
Okay, I didn't listen. I didn't say it was all above board. I just said they Biden is in office. Okay, as we speak right now, Joe Biden is in office.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
I don't doubt that he does. But that's where we find ourselves today with the border. You actually have a state fighting to protect the people. As we get on the air, a member of the House of Representatives just introduced a bill. This is going to blow your mind because it blew my mind. Okay, they just introduced a bill. Okay, and this would require Customs and Border Patrol to screen migrants to see if they're members of the terror watch list, meaning migrants right now are not even required to be screened to see if they're on the terror watch list.
This is total crap.
Think about that. That blew my mind. I was like, wait, we're not doing that? We're not checking people we apprehend at the border to see if they're wanted terrorists who want to blow us up before we let them in? And the answer to the question is no, we're not.
We have people in Washington that don't know what they're doing.
But we're fighting governors to stop them from enforcing the law. We're fighting Greg Abbott. Hey, you can't just arrest people who break the law. What do you think this is, America? What do you think this is, a law and order society where the rights of the citizens matter? Come on, man. And then they have the balls, the old, droopy Joe Biden balls.
What the hell did you just say?
To get out there on TV and say, oh, you got to vote for me. I'm protecting America. You vote for me because you vote for your country. And Biden's right. You do vote for him if you vote for your country, assuming your country is Mexico.
You are correct, sir.
You're riding around with America's cabbie.
Taxi! Taxi!
You're hanging out with Jimmy Failla on Fox Across America.
Guys, are you the same guy that you were 10 years ago? Everybody's been there. You wake up one morning, you feel like you're getting old, man. Stuff hurts. What do I do? One idea is to use the powerful testosterone booster in Nugenix Total T because it will revive your energy. It'll power up the workouts. Might even put the old fire back in the bedroom. Hey, girl, your old self is back. You'll feel amazing on this stuff. So tap the brakes on the aging process because every day that passes is a day you lose testosterone. That means less muscle, means less energy, and it does mean less fast get up and go in the bedroom? And are you really ready to lose all of it? The shape, the muscle, the energy? Are you ready to get old? Okay, you don't have to. You can slow it down with Nugenix Total T. It boosts free and total testosterone. It helps you get the old fire back at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom. Nugenix Total T Testosterone Booster with Tesner. It'll help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life. And prove it to yourself. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There is nothing to lose. Get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you lose fat and get lean fast. It is absolutely free. Your complimentary bottle awaits. Text 231-231 and enter keyword Jimmy. Text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates apply. Number one doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
There it is, Fox Across America with your main man, Jimmy Failla. Reachable to you, the listener, at 888-788-9910. Bill Hemmer's coming up. Kennedy's coming up. Of course, you are all welcome. Listen to this. This is bananas, man. This is bananas. I'll give you just a Trump clip, and then we'll get into the grown-up stuff. Let's start here, clip one.
They have to close the borders. Our country is dying. Our country is being overridden. This is an invasion. Our country is being invaded by people nobody even knows who they are, where they come from. Millions of people. I predict 15 million people within a short period of time. Probably have 15 million people already. That's bigger than most states. And these people come from the wrong places. They're coming from very bad places. There's no checks. There's no balances. It's a disgrace. What's happening to our country is a disgrace. We have to close the border. Let people come in, but they have to come in legally.
See that? Let them come in, but they have to come in legally.
Bingo.
But do the Democrats acknowledge that Trump is welcoming immigrants from all over the world?
The answer would be no.
No. They're like, oh, it's poisoning the narrative with the way he talks. No, no. He has, listen, we don't owe illegal immigrants any consideration. They're breaking our laws. But they keep trying to conflate his stance on illegal immigration with his stance on legal immigration. Trump understands he employs tens of thousands of people. He understands that migrants who come here legally, okay, make a tremendous contribution to this country. Okay, and they are vital and necessary and wanted in this country. We're talking about people who come legally. Okay, when Trump says these people can't be like, he's talking about obviously illegal migrants who are bringing crime. And the Democrats want to make the debate over how Trump talks about these people instead of what we do about them. Here is Maura Healey, just a jackass mayor of Massachusetts. Yeah, I'll be at the Schubert Theater May 18th in Boston. Jim Polito's coming, superstar morning show host. Okay, but we won't be up there singing the praises of Maura Healey, who tried to get everybody to just forget about the migrant rape that occurred because, you know, things are going to happen. Listen to this, clip two.
It's a horrible situation, a horrible allegation, and, you know, my thoughts are with the victim and and her family. I think that we have the right systems in place. Unfortunately, this is, you know, a terrible incident. You don't want to see anything like this happen. This is also an individual who came in lawfully under the federal government through a federal program. It is unfortunate that you know, from time to time, things will happen.
What an idiot.
Okay, first of all, she's full of it on the person's right to be here.
Correctamundo.
But second of all, the idea, you know, these things are just going to happen. Obviously, you feel for the family, but, you know, throw your arms up. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
This is ridiculous.
It really is, dude. But you really take it from that other angle. Okay, I think we have the right systems in place.
That is a fact check false.
Guys, 10 million people have crossed the border illegally that we know of. Does that sound like the system that's in place is the right one? Yo, I'm not talking to you as anything other than a human being. Forget politics, forget the Republican Party, or Fox News, your local radio affiliate. Okay? Human to human, dude. If you leave the border open and anybody can come in, they will. Here's Marco Rubio saying as much, clip three.
It's inevitable that something horrific will happen in this country as a result of our open border. It's only a matter of time. I would say a couple things that I wouldn't focus too much on the terror watch list, because that's not a comprehensive list. That's just a list of people we know are wanted for links to terrorism. But it is not. There's trafficking networks that operate all over the world. OK, so we know that there are trafficking networks with ties to ISIS and Al-Qaeda and others who, as a business, as a way to generate money, they move migrants to the United States. Now, you're telling me that they own this business. They move people across the border who are not terrorists and they're not willing to move some of their own into this country. Of course they do. It's just common sense and it's logical that if you're a terrorist, you're trying to get into America in order to conduct an attack. You know that you can do it by simply crossing the border, and you can do it with fake documents and passports that you can buy. And there's no way we can verify that.
Disgusting, Biden.
You have no idea how to defend a nation.
It's America's Life Coach. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There it is. Back in action. Busy Wednesday. Busy Wednesday is what I'm trying to say. The word I was trying to say is it's a busy Wednesday.
Do you speak any English?
Yes, I do speak any English, as the soundbite just questioned. And joining us now is a man who can back me up on that. He is, of course, the co-host of America's Newsroom, the guy working the board on election night. You know they have the bell of the ball? This is the bell of the board.
Uh-huh.
Is what he is. Bill Hemmer is back in the studio. Crowd goes wild, my man.
Nice to see you.
Can we talk about
I was late because I just got out of the submarine, and so I was, you know, disembarking, and
a lot of
I got caught up in the ice and the snow.
A lot of people don't understand how things work in Hemmertown, USA.
Talk to me.
There's a lot of moving parts.
Uh-huh.
But he comes out of the submarine in a type of, I got to be honest, we're going to talk fashion for
yeah,
a minute. Because we have not.
Yeah, let's get a review.
We have not defunded the fashion police on this show. The morale is high, fully
yes,
staffed,
yeah.
No wave of early retirements. I like that jacket.
I dig
that jacket.
You know, it might take a minute. But
No, it works because
yes,
it has a texture. Just so
yes,
everyone who's listening at home understands what we're dealing with here. It's got like almost a little bit of a plaid pattern under it.
Uh-huh.
It's wool. Am I getting this right?
Probably.
With a little bit of a tack. That's a nice jacket.
Thank you very
no,
much.
And I only know because they're always trying to steer me, Hemmer. Mm-hmm. You know, I dress...
Tell me.
I call my wardrobe the overweight figure skater collection.
Yeah, but you do very well, by the
well,
way.
Thank
and
you
I
for
like that.
That
jacket too,
yeah,
by the way.
It's a vibe. And
nice little zipper.
But I can always tell like wardrobe is always trying to steer me in like a more adult direction.
Yes.
And we always enjoy these conversations because in corporate America, no one wants to give you a direct criticism.
Yeah.
So like a lot of times they'll be like, "Hey Jimmy, I heard a really funny joke in the gym the other day. Do you ever go to the gym? You should go. It's funny. A lot of good people there." I'm like, "All right, I get it. I'll stop. It's all protein from
so
here."
So when they're giving you advice in that fashion department, you endure it.
You just take it, but you might hear something like, "Hey, you know, Hemmer had a nice jacket on Newsroom. What'd you think of that? I got you, brother." And Hemmer just threw me a pen. He goes, "Hemmer had a nice jacket on Newsroom. What did you think?" And you take a peek and you notice. So
yes,
that's how it works. Good
nice to
see
be
you.
Back with you. It's been a couple weeks, and so let's catch up.
Oh, Hemmer, are you ready for this?
Yeah, hit me, bro.
Because if we were spinning this like we were playing Twister,
uh-huh,
there's not a number to land on that's not a difficult twist. You've got a border crisis spiraling out of control.
Right. Yeah, very
Supreme
good.
Court.
Yes.
Hunter Biden's business partner was on the Hill for a minute. I don't know where it's going to go. There's a media frenzy over the implications of the word bloodbath. There's no way to look. You know how we say in horse racing, you got to be a mutter? Okay.
Yeah.
You got to be a mutter this week.
Yeah.
Did you find that on America's Newsroom? You had the good horseshoes on?
Yeah, you know, you got to get to that finish line regardless of the conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not so sure the current guy's going to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you the axiom by which I live.
Mm-hmm.
If you stack all those problems on the wall,
mm-hmm,
how many can be fixed in the next 7.5 months?
Mm-hmm.
229 days?
Yeah.
Something like that.
We got some
But
ground.
It's no longer election day in America. It's election month.
So
you better embrace it, otherwise you're going to lose. Let me tell you, Jimmy.
That's a reality.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And the Republicans, they do need to start playing by the new – it's a new game
now. You got to do it. You got to put out the pamphlet. Here's how you vote in America in 2024.
Yeah, the Republicans are playing as if the National League doesn't have a designated hitter now.
Exactly.
They do.
Yeah, they're still sending their pitcher up to the plate.
You can't send the pitcher up, Republicans. A new game is being played, Bill Hemmer just laid down the ground rules for you.
Yeah.
So walked right out.
You want to win, you better play by them.
Great.
Sir.
And you know how I always get forced into a sports-related sidebar?
Mm-hmm.
It's the one thing that I love about baseball stadiums is they do all have a unique layout that affects the play of the game, whereas the NFL has a uniform stadium.
Agreed.
The NBA is a uniform stadium. Baseball, you might get a green monster. You might get a short porch.
NFL,
and right.
Maybe indoor-outdoor, but that's it.
But I never thought I'd see the day where elections didn't have a uniform stadium.
Right.
We don't all play a 100-yard field.
Very good. I love that metaphor.
What a time to be alive.
That is excellent. So we'll see how it goes.
Yep.
I thought there were some very interesting results last night, actually.
Yeah. Well, listen, in the primary, so a Trump-endorsed candidate in you know, Bernie Marino in Ohio will now square off against Sherrod Brown.
It's a really interesting race. You know Ohio very well because you're married to a Buckeye.
There it is.
I was born a Buckeye. I still consider myself a Buckeye. The establishment went with the other guy, and the other guy lost, and not just by a little, by a lot. You know, Marino's, he was born in Columbia.
Yep.
He's an immigrant, very successful businessman in Ohio.
Yep.
He's got Trump's endorsement. Trump has swept that state twice now.
Yeah.
It's not even.
No,
I mean, Jimmy, I'm old enough to remember 2012 when Ohio was a battleground.
Yeah. Mitt Romney.
Sure. 2004, John Kerry losing Ohio at 4 o'clock in the morning determined the outcome of the presidency. Mm-hmm. But it's all red now.
Yeah.
And it's Trump territory. And that Sherrod Brown Marino matchup.
Yeah.
It's it trends like 50.5 to 49.5 right now in favor of the red team. And I just think that's the way you need to look at it right now.
So neither side will be surprised when we get the results of that race on December 5th of 2024. On Christmas Eve, when we announce who the new president is going to be.
But I thought that was interesting watching the returns come in. But you have to wait because the story doesn't play itself out for several hours. And I thought last night was a really good example of
that. That's a great point. Bill Hemmer is here in studio.
By the way, I just had a hell of an experience.
Give it to me.
I embedded with the U.S. Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And we flew to Dead Horse, Alaska. Do you know where that is?
I mean, I'm by name.
That is the far north shore of Alaska.
Okay.
So you are hundreds of miles north of the Arctic Circle.
Mm-hmm.
They call it Dead Horse for a reason, because nothing's alive out there, Jimmy.
Wow, that's intense.
It is just ice as far as the eye can see.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got on another puddle jumper. And we flew 210 miles north of Dead Horse.
Stop it.
And we landed on the Beaufort Sea, part of the Arctic Ocean, and met up with 60 sailors and scientists who pitch a tent for 5 weeks. It's 30, it's 40, it's 50 degrees below zero.
And these guys are out there to get Springsteen tickets when they go on sale? I kid. Go ahead.
And Jimmy, they're doing science experiments, and they're communicating with submarines beneath the ice, and it's just all unbelievably interesting in an intellectually curious way. It's just it's an experience you can never have.
Uh-huh. Your mind is blown by this.
Blown.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, you know, sleep in this tent, and Jimmy, you're sleeping in all your clothes and your boots, and you're wrapped up inside two sleeping bags, and you got a pulled over your head that's already under two hats and a hood, and they're pumping heat off of this generator that's run on electric battery power and fuel in case the electric battery doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
And they're pumping hot air into the tent, and the thing dissolves into the Arctic coldness within a couple inches of being removed.
So, and
I'm like, well, this is we ought to just shut this sucker down because we got a wind chill inside this tent.
So what you're telling me is this is the last time you book an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Right. You were really misled by the accommodations
and then
here.
Wait till I get to the latrine.
I'm listening.
I'll save that for off air. So then we fly a helicopter further north, and we meet up with a USS Hampton, which is a nuclear-powered submarine out of San Diego, and it breaks through the Arctic ice. And we get the chainsaws out, and we cut through to the hatch, and we climb on board for the next 24 hours and have another experience.
This is nuts.
It really was something amazing.
Yeah, yeah. This is nuts. Bill Hemmer has returned from
the
Arctic. He went. I mean, he went for it. You went for it.
An amazing thing. I could talk about this for hours, and I won't because it'll bore you. As a civilian, I'm not a member of the military. I'm not a scientist. When you are in an airplane for 6 hours and the scenery never changes,
yeah.
When you are on in the middle of the Arctic Ocean and you look south and it's frozen for 1,000 miles, east, west, north, it's still frozen for at least another 1,000 miles.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to comprehend how that ice can melt by August or early September.
That blows my mind.
It's an ocean. It's frozen ice. The Antarctic, the mm-hmm. opposite pole, mm-hmm. is a continent because mm-hmm. it's considered land. It has elevation, topography. Mm-hmm. The Arctic doesn't have any of that.
Yeah.
It is all flat. Mm-hmm. Did not see a single cloud for 3 days. I don't know why. I asked.
Yeah.
They said there's no moisture up here.
That's just the thing.
I said I'm going to take that back to Fox Weather.
Yeah, that's Phil Hemmer's here, expanding his empire. He's now on Fox Weather to boot. He does it all. This is amazing. But you know what? Why I really appreciate you sharing this, because I can't even wrap my brain around the enormity, the vastness of the Arctic, or what you're describing. Is one thing I say to radio listeners a lot is I try to stress the importance of travel, if for no other reason than you really do, your perspective on everything changes because there are so many scenarios to encounter that you can't fathom until you encounter them. And one thing about travel that can't be done justice is photographs, meaning what you just described. If you have pictures of that in your phone, there's no way it does it justice.
I get the
first time you go to the Pacific Northwest and you see a 14,000-foot mountain in Colorado, on your phone, people look at it like it's a bunny hill with a tow rope on it, a ski resort.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, that's almost 4 miles worth of mountain right there.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why you travel.
Yeah.
This is funny. I'm going to be in Colorado Springs July 13th.
Okay.
And I am hanging out with a Perino sister who's based out there and is coming to my stand-up
Angie.
Gig. I'm bringing Angie.
Yes.
Angie the painter.
That's great.
Is coming to the gig.
That's so
and
cool.
And going to get rowdy. Yeah, she's never talking to her sister again.
I love.
That's the end of that friendship.
Right.
Oh, Angie.
I don't know if you can say a lot that Dana hasn't heard already.
Oh, from Peter. Right. That's true. I always, it's funny that I say that. I always think of that. And I told Peter this. I said I was really self-conscious about Dana coming to the taping of my stand-up special till
you were worried
who she was married to.
Yes. Yeah.
Because he's, you know, he's going for it. It's a whole nother, it's another ball game.
You're not wrong about
that.
No,
it's another ball game.
Yeah.
Okay, so give me this while I still got you here.
Yes,
with all these crazy things going on in the world.
And yes, it's, sir.
When we are 6.5 months out, the only question I had about last night is, once a nomination has been clinched, do the things that happen at a general level, meaning at the top of the ticket, can you really gauge anything given that the stakes aren't there in terms
of... Totally agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm at the top of the ticket.
Okay.
I don't think you can.
You can't, right?
No, I think Nikki was picking up like 15% here and 17% there, which isn't nothing.
Yeah.
But,
the people trying
the
to slice and dice this,
I haven't seen a ton of people slice and dice it. That's why I brought up the Senate race.
Yeah.
Because I think that does tell us a little something. Mm-hmm. And the balance of power there is razor thin.
Mm-hmm.
People talk about flipping West Virginia for the Republicans. I think that's entirely possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about Ohio. But I got a pretty good look at it last night.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about flipping Montana. But I don't know yet about Montana. We need mm-hmm. to see a little more right there.
Yeah.
And is there another surprise like laying underneath the table somewhere? Probably.
Uh-huh.
But that's why they play the games, and that's why they vote for a month.
That's why they play the game. The old Chris Berman line. I used to love when he'd say that. They were 17.5-point underdogs, but that's why they play the game. So, folks, in summation, what Bill Hemmer is telling you is my stand-up gig in Helena, Montana next Friday night could swing the balance of power.
Two for two.
In the Senate.
They could.
It's March 29th. It's the Helena Civic
you
Center.
You need to put out an invite to John Tester, and in the interest of a fair and balanced world, Tim Sheehy.
Equal time.
And
you get Sheehy in there.
See who shows up. Maybe they both show up. You bring them up on stage and have a little something.
A little tipsy town hall.
Yeah.
We settle this the old-fashioned way.
And you do it on camera, and you bring it back and go, folks, I got a story.
That's great. The Q&A, we actually have senators this time.
Because
it's just normally people waiting for a designated driver to get there, because my crowd gets rowdy.
Uh-huh.
I was just, this is where I've been since the last time you were on the show.
No booze, though, right?
Yeah. No, they're onto much stronger stuff. If they're listening to this show, booze is at least 8 months ago. So Idaho Falls, gorgeous. Since we're talking about travel.
Yes, it is. Southeastern Idaho. Love it. Been there.
Gorgeous state.
Yeah.
Idaho Falls, real nice. Then I was in Sacramento. I can work with Sacramento. I like old Sacramento.
Interstate 5.
Yeah,
got
it's got a Wild Wild West vibe to it out there in old
Sacramento. Yeah, a little bit. The Sacramento Delta was an amazing piece of nature.
Yeah, that's
really, really good.
That's the next Hemmer trip, and it's warmer.
Yes, yes, it is.
So can I ask you this? You take this crazy trip, and I've seen coverage of it in my inbox here on the Fox email thread.
Yes, sir.
Where are we going to air this content? Is it Nation? Is it coming to the channel?
We did a little something on Monday, did like a five-minute preview with the Navy and what they're doing out there. And,
love it.
I thought it turned out really well. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to do a special on Fox Nation
there
in a couple weeks.
There it is.
And it will air, and I think it was an awesome experience.
I think people need to go.
And the Arctic is changing. It's going to be a big part of our lives sometime soon. The question is who's right, and we can get into that later. But Russia's been there forever.
Yep.
China says they're a near Arctic nation, although don't even come close to touching the Arctic Circle. I don't know how they convince their folks that they can go and say that.
I think they're basing it on its proximity to spy balloons. It's like they're an honorary member.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, the fifth beetle, of the Arctic.
But we're up there too, and you know, maybe someday you go up there and you find rare earth minerals and natural gas and oil if you can get to it.
Yep.
I would say wait, prove it. There's a lot of forecasts out there. Someone's going to be right eventually.
Okay, so we don't open the casino just yet.
Yes.
I'm always trying to find, you know, we
hit dead horse, right? So we're getting close. We're getting jacked up. Jimmy, I guess it was a refinery. I don't know. It was some sort of energy buildings down there. You cannot tell where the ocean meets the land absent those buildings. And you look at that window and you say, sir, can you please turn around? Because there's no way you can sustain life down there.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Life
on a submarine.
Yeah.
You need to experience this. What are you, 6'1"?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that I fit.
No, you would. Up to 6'5", it gets a little dicey. The passageways, as always corrected.
Yeah, yeah.
Passageways are 24 inches across. The torpedoes are 21, so they can lower them down the hatch, take them down the hallway on a crane. The height is 6'5", maybe 6'6". Watch your head. We slept in a room with 9 bunks, all occupied. I was on the bottom bunk, about 18 inches of clearance.
This is nuts.
What you learn is that everything on that sub has a purpose. Everything, every hook, every drawer, a commodity of space is well exercised and studied, and you learn to adapt and change to it. And I said, boys, I drew the bottom bunk. I don't know if that's good or bad. You got any advice? And they said, don't sleep on the edge. I said, the edge of the bed? Yes, don't sleep there. You want to sleep up against the wall. And I said, well, why is that, sir?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Or, Admiral. And they said, because the guy above you and the guy above him are going to use your bed for a ladder. Don't get stepped on. That's great advice, actually.
That's the closer.
That's news you can use.
The news you can use, courtesy of the great Bill Hemmer. If anything, Fox is dispatching me to a submarine shop to get a sandwich. But that's the difference between our security clearances here. Thanks for classing up the show, as always.
I'll see you at Subway.
There it is, the great Bill Hemmer, back after this.
The show not afraid to call out both sides of the aisle.
He's the other side's worst nightmare.
This is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
So me and Bill Hemmer talked about everything but the border, but joining us now, our resident border expert out at the Lake of the Ozarks, Steven, weighs in. Yo, Steven!
What's up, Jimmy?
My man. I got a minute to get this done. You take it away. What's going on at the border?
Well, the thing about it is, what's really aggravating the people at the Lake of the Ozarks is we've got way too many criminals coming out of the prisons coming up into our country.
Yep.
And I believe President Trump said that's exactly – they wasn't going to send our best.
Yep.
And by golly, I think he was right on the money when he said that, because our crime rates have gone just through the roof. I've got to tell you real quick, one time I heard on one of our little radio stations here, they finally figured out how Trump can pay off this thing in New York City.
Give it to me.
And it's great. Since they said that he did his property and said that it was worth more than it really was.
Oh, no, I get it.
Live from everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
G Jimmy. There he is, back in action. Big hour of Fox Across America with your radio buddy, Jimmy Failla. Kennedy, the woman who gave me my start in media. That is what she did.
What an idiot.
Maybe so, but she will be here in this hour. She will be joining the show to have a grown-up talk about all things America. And you yourself also welcome to be a part of this talk radio. We say it every day. It's a safe space for cool people. And all that means to me, so you don't have to agree with me politically. You don't have to be a Republican. Who cares? Be a Democrat, Libertarian, Independent, member of the Whig Party. Nobody cares, man. The only thing, all we ever say.
We're not going to sit here and listen to you bad mouth the United States of America.
That's it. It's like, have some perspective. Show some respect. That's all we're asking for. That's what we say. You be a Republican, be a Democrat, just don't be a That's it. That's all you got to do. But as we get underway in the second hour, here's a blast from the past. You ain't ready for this one, but boy, are they going for it. So they've resurrected two blasts from the past over on the Democratic side of town as we get ready, you know, for the general election. Trump has, of course, clinched the nomination. Biden is now the Democratic nominee as well. And he is dismissing any and all questions about his cognitive abilities.
I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness.
Okay. The Democrats have a president who's polling historically low. He is the lowest polling incumbent in the history of this thing we call elections. Okay, he is historically unpopular. Now, you can tell me Obama was underwater when he was running for re-election, because he was. You can tell me Trump was underwater when he was running for re-election, because he was. But the difference between them and Biden was they had the ability to get out there and actually do some campaigning.
I agree with that.
Whereas Biden, they'll get him out there, but it's a very carefully scripted experience because they have no idea what's going to come out of his mouth, and neither does he half the time.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
Now, as you'd imagine, the Democrats really want to win this election. Like, really, really want to win this election. They hate Trump. That's what they do. Okay, and they realize they are in an all-hands-on-deck moment. That's what the bloodbath thing was earlier in the week. Trump said, you've heard the clip in its full context. China's trying to open up these massive car factories in Mexico and steal all of our jobs and then turn around and sell the cars back into our country. Well, joke's on you, China, because if I get elected, I am going to impose a 100% tariff on every car built in these factories. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a total bloodbath. Forget it. I'll never be able to sell these cars. At which point the media ran out there and said, Trump said if he doesn't win, everybody's going to die.
The media is a bunch of losers.
Totally, because they know that's not what he said. They're just in a really difficult situation. They're looking at Joe Biden's poll numbers and,
oh, Lordy Lord, he's desperate.
So they realize they've got to fire everything they can at this dude. Have you ever seen the movie Mighty Joe Young? It's actually better than King Kong. So Mighty Joe Young is about, it's like a gorilla that's like a third of the size of King Kong. He's not like 100 feet tall. He's like 25 feet tall. But they just shoot everything at Mighty Joe Young. Darts, guns, anything they can. Rocks and punch him, kick him. Mighty Joe Young's just flipping cars out of the way, trashing buildings. He's a mess. It's Mighty Joe Young. You don't mess with him. And Trump is very much the Mighty Don Young of politics. They just throw anything they can at this guy. Anything. So they start with like, hey, let's distort his rhetoric to make him look worse. Make him look like he's threatening us. He wants to be a dictator. You know, all that stuff. They're also bringing back Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels has a bite out today where she says she signed a confidentiality agreement with Trump because she was afraid he was going to kill her.
You are so full of shit.
But, you know, listen, I don't think it's any surprise that a porn star is a bad actress. But this is one of the worst performances of her life, with all due respect to the cast of Horny Housewives 2, which is one of the rare sequels that is better than the original. But Stormy Daniels has been trotted back out there to say Trump's a murderer. We're all going to die if we elect him. He kills women. And now they have brought back Christine Blasey Ford, Brett Kavanaugh's accuser. Christine Blasey Ford has a new book out. Of course, she doesn't remember the release date or where it was published, and none of her friends can corroborate any of the details on that either. If I sound sarcastic, it's because that's how it went down when she originally accused Brett Kavanaugh. Do you remember this? Now, this guy's a rapist, can't be on the Supreme Court. It's 35 years ago, might have been 40, might have been 30, I'm not entirely sure, but I know for a fact this guy raped me. Now, I can't say where it was. I can't say who was there. I don't have any witnesses. The FBI investigated it. They can't turn over any details. But I know for a fact that this guy is a rapist.
Oh, shut up, woman.
That's pretty much what the legal system said. She showed up and cried, told a lot of easily debunked lies about, well, I didn't want to testify because I don't like flying. Then we found out she had no problem with flying and that she delayed the trial because she wanted it to overlap with the Democratic timetable for when they were going to take the fight to Kavanaugh. But getting past that, why is Christine Blasey Ford all over your TV set? Okay, this is a woman who was even on The View yesterday.
The View is awful.
She's there to re-accuse Kavanaugh of being a rapist. Why is she there to reaccuse Kavanaugh of being a rapist? Because if we can make that a fresh battle, then we can amplify the pressure on people to turn out against Trump, because winning would give him the ability to appoint more Supreme Court justices. This is an all hands on deck scenario. Blasey Ford's there. We got to hit him on the courts. Okay, Stormy Daniels there. We got to hit him on the violence, going to kill us. Bloodbath is happening. Why? You know, he's going to overthrow the government. Then they're trying to take him off the ballot. Then they've indicted him 91 different times. What's going on here is they're doing everything they can. The people who want you to know that we're protecting democracy. Democracy's on the ballot is what they want you to believe.
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
These very people are doing everything they can to ensure it's not a fair fight in 2024. They want Trump tied up in court. They want Trump accused of murder. They want Trump associated with January 6th violence. He is not being charged with inciting. And they want Trump to be tarred and feathered as having put a rapist on the Supreme Court when we don't have a scintilla of evidence. I mean, none. Understand, Christine Blasey Ford showed up and cried on Capitol Hill. Okay, a woman who once made a bit of a living coaching people on how to beat lie detector tests. You don't say. Showed up and cried on Capitol Hill for the cameras, and every Democrat looked over at Kavanaugh and were like,
he should be behind bars.
But unfortunately, the court of public opinion is not the court of law. So they actually had a full-throated FBI investigation into Brett Kavanaugh and whether or not he had raped or even met Christine Blasey Ford. And lo and behold, they couldn't even prove that he met her. They could not even prove that he met her. Yet she has a biography out this week recounting the trial and the death threats and everything she went through. And I obviously don't want anyone's life to be threatened. Okay, mine gets threatened all the time. I work at Fox News. It's not cool. I've had extra security at my shows, the extra metal detector, everything. Okay, you're a TV figure. That's just the game, you know. But I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying I'm happy that's the case. I'm not saying anyone should just deal with it. But I am telling you, this is a woman who's completely full of but she busts out the book and goes on the talk shows because it's another way to turn out the female vote. You see, Biden is underwater with pretty much everybody. So they need women, okay? And they specifically need black women. Why? Because the black men have completely bailed on Biden.
Come on, man.
The problem there is a lot of prominent figures in the black community are now echoing the sentiments that regular rank and file voters have been echoing in the black community. They had more money under Trump. They felt safer under Trump. Their kids' schools had less overcrowded migrant classrooms under Trump. Ergo, they look at life like it was better under Trump. So they're just flat out fleeing Biden. They don't care about social pressure. They don't believe Trump is a racist. black people all over his cabinet. He's probably going to have a black vice president. Okay, vote for me because the other guys are racist. It worked for a long time. But now it's fashion that's aged out of style and it doesn't look good anymore because people see through it.
The left weaponizes race whenever they're losing an argument.
Okay, race, they weaponize violence, they weaponize rape in the case of Blasey Ford. So here she is on The View, and this is my favorite clip ever. Okay, I'm going to play you just one. It's all I have the stomach for. One clip from The View.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
Here is Sarah Haynes talking about Christine Blasey Ford, clip 7.
Well, you've been called a highly credible witness, and you have a PhD in psychology. You're a professor. You teach at Palo Alto and Stanford universities. But even today, some people remain skeptical of your story. And you write that during the hearing, Senator Lindsey Graham wouldn't even make eye contact with you. Were you prepared for that kind of response?
It really is ludicrous.
So funny. So she says, and even to this day, some people remain skeptical of your story. And by some people, she means investigators. Just so we're on the same page, you're entitled to your opinion on Christine Blasey Ford. Okay, you can call and share it with the show. Investigators couldn't even establish that she had ever met Brett Kavanaugh. The witnesses that she involved in this claim couldn't even establish that she ever met Brett Kavanaugh. She doesn't know the date. She doesn't know where it happened. Wants us to take her word that it did.
You gotta do better than that.
She just happened to come forward at the time of a Supreme Court confirmation hearing. Yo, this stuff drives me crazy because there are real women out there that get raped and do feel a shame about coming forward, do feel a stigma about speaking out. And every time somebody comes forward with a garbage claim, it makes it that much harder on a real victim. Okay, this chick, from anything we can see, made a garbage claim for political reasons. If I'm wrong, and believe me, I'm wrong a lot in life, I am not, you know, I will caveat what I'm saying with there's always the potential that I am. But if you want me to believe that, you're going to have to do a lot better. Okay, because I promise you, people who have experienced a horror, an atrocity such as this, okay, do probably know something about it. Something. I'm not saying they wouldn't have blacked out because of trauma. I'm not an expert. I'm not trying to belittle anybody's experience. And I could have a blind spot, okay? But the idea that she just comes forward when it's time to confirm a Supreme Court justice, has no witnesses, doesn't know where it is, okay, doesn't know whose house it was at, doesn't know what year it was, and Michael Avenatti then gets involved with 10 other guys, gals, who flood the zone with accusations that he was a rapist, but nobody can offer us proof. And you say you've done the job and the public shouldn't be skeptical?
Not even close!
No, you haven't. Okay, I lied. Here's a second clip. I can't do it to you just yet. I'll play one more clip from The View after the break. I'm not emotionally prepared for this. But long story short, why are you hearing her name? Why are you hearing Stormy Daniels' name? It's no differently than Alvin Bragg indicting Donald Trump for what he paid Stormy Daniels in 2015. So we're beyond the statute of limitations, but they're trying to dial it up to a federal charge because that would extend the statute of limitations. Why? Because it's a mighty Don Young, just like the movie Mighty Joe Young. They're just hitting him with anything they can. Okay, we're going to indict him 91 times. We're going to try to take him off the ballot in Maine and Colorado. We're going to distort every comment he makes in the public square. And we're going to resurrect every unfounded allegation against him. Believe me, Russia's coming. Russia, 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 Russia. Why? Because they got nothing else they can possibly campaign on.
And I'm out here in the real world, and I know what's right or wrong or bullshit.
It's the show that never hits the books.
I love the poorly educated.
You're listening to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There it is, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Kennedy is joining us in the next break. Her opening act is out in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Michael on the line. Michael.
I was just going to ask. So Kennedy is coming on. So good. So let's go back to Monday night Gutfeld. Ooh. That was a real knee slapper with you two. Let me tell you.
So silly. It was, we had fun. We were all a little nuts, but what do you want to know? What do you need to, you got the highest security clearance.
Right.
What?
So you and Kennedy need to come clean regarding the gut-fell green room shenanigans that undoubtedly ensued when you two were there together.
That's
were
funny.
Were you two permanently banned, or was there any food left afterwards? Yeah,
good for you. Can I tell you how it went down for real? We actually were model citizens before the show. We were actually worse after it. So before the show, because we were both coming from other things, everyone got their makeup, went out on the set, and had a good time. After the show, I've wound up signing like 3 confidentiality agreements is all I'll tell you. I don't even know that it'll come up when she's on the air.
Is it true there are shots during the commercial breaks? That's just what I've heard.
You know what? You laugh. I miss old television where, like, if you watch an old Tonight Show, first of all, they're smoking on live TV.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Buddy Hackett used to go on the Tonight Show stoned. I'm like, and talk about it. Like, I watch a lot of old Tonight Show. That's how I fall asleep a lot. And it's fascinating. Drinking on the air, chain smoking. It's crazy. But so, you know, we don't get to do that anymore. And I'm like, it's unfortunate. It's like, you know, because it's more time consuming to run to the bathroom and snort pills. You know what I'm saying? It's like, just let me stay in my seat.
Also, inquiring minds want to know if the reason Greg Gutfeld has not been on your Saturday night show is because the stools on your set are too tall for him.
That's funny. I'll run that by him because I'll use it as an excuse for not booking him because it's etiquette. I should have booked him by now. We'll reach out. We have Waters on next week. That looks bad that we have Waters on. We've had everyone on the 5 but Greg. So, yeah, we have to get Greg on. All right.
We've got to get to the bottom of his hair.
So oh, no. We're going to crack the code. That, okay? I love this. All right. I'm on the case. Michael, great call as always. The great Michael. Fantastic. We love talking to him.
Get him out of here. Get him out.
You stop it. Yeah, Waters is on our show next week. He's on our radio show tomorrow. You see Waters on Fox Crossing America tomorrow. And Martha McCallum is on the Saturday Night Show this weekend. Yo, we're crushing Saturday night, by the way. Like, it's phenomenal in terms of the ratings and everything. Thank you for everybody who's making this kind of thing tick. Because for me, like, it's like the radio show. The fact that it's succeeding means a lot to me because I know it's helping because we do this show in a very specific way. It's very similar to how we do the TV show. We're having a good time. Like, we take the world serious. You know, we don't take ourselves serious. People need that because the whole world is on fire. You need an hour a week where you can turn on your TV and not want to choke somebody.
He's a lousy dad, but he's right.
Believe it. So that's what we're always aiming for. And so far it works. And you guys are a big reason why. So we thank you. I say that sincerely. I'm indulging the fact that I care while I still do because people keep telling me I'm going to be a monster a year from now. I don't see it. I got dirtbags like Michael to call in and keep me humble. And if that doesn't work, we're dusting off Kennedy in a minute. She'll be back after this on Fox Across America. Oh, girl, it is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. And if the band sounds fired up, they are. Because joining us now, a human highlight reel of sorts. A 2-sport star in music television and cable news television. I am talking about a woman who can be seen this Saturday at the Carson Nugget in Carson City, Nevada. The K-Train will be on stage there, and she is here right now. Hey, girl.
Yeah, Beyonce's opening for me, which I thought was really sweet of her. That's super cool.
Why did, honestly, we really did screw it up when we called it the Laughs and Liberty Tour. Shouldn't we have called it Taylor Swift Live?
Yes, we could have. We should have called it in very small letters, Jimmy and Kennedy present Taylor Swift's Eras Tour.
Money, money, money. As John,
I'll be playing the part of Travis Kelce with my handsome beard.
Well, people haven't seen you without makeup. They don't get that joke. I kid. Kennedy's back. Well, can we confirm? Because the hot rumor right now is the reason people can't find Kate Middleton is she's on the way to the Carson Nugget. Is that true?
She's actually there already. You know, I'm glad we're off the air right now, Jim, and we're not broadcasting this because she hasn't been recuperating in the UK. She actually flew right to Carson. She's been holding at the Nugget. You know, she's just waiting. She's kind of a super fan, which I think is really sweet. I mean, you know that I write a lot of stuff in the Daily Mail, and that's very exciting. And so she's become kind of a stalker. So I'm excited to see her, but the arm's length a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be if people are going to the Carson Nugget Saturday night, they can expect to hear a few more British accents than usual is the point.
That's right. Because normally, I mean, I'm silly with Brits. They're just it's like moths to a flame.
But it's well, listen, man, I know this is half said in jest, but if you were to factor in all the fine work you've done during Fleet Week with the Sailors, would you not say you have a considerable British following?
Yeah, the His Majesty's Navy is, you know, they're fans. I'm a humble person, Jim, but yeah, you know, there's a fella or two in a little beef eater cap who might have an extra sparkle in his eye and swing in his step, shall we?
Long story short, she's done a lot to help the seamen of Great Britain, if you will.
There it is.
And some of the sailors, too.
There it is. There it is. The K train on the line. Well, let's get real for a minute, because I know this is a conversation that is near and dear to your heart about Kate Middleton. Okay.
Yeah,
some
right.
people saw this video of them two going to a farm stand and decided case closed. But other people have really like made it worse. There's a body double. There's something else. Like, where are you personally at right now on this story?
You know that I'm a fact-based person, Jim. I'm not an emotionalist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the jury is still out,
yep.
shall we say. I mean, it seems like they've completely wandered away from the courthouse at this point. you know, until we see her sit down and we see someone pinch her, I don't believe that any of those images are real.
Wow. And you think the fact that, you know, you've got Will out there making appearances since those images have been shown. He has made appearances without her. Where he's alluded to kind of what was going on. But I guess what I'm saying is based on nothing more than horse sense, they're behaving in a way that makes you think something is askew. Is that essentially what you're saying?
Yes, yeah, something is definitely off here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I know we've discussed this, but there are people who are saying that this is all a really brilliant distraction from the king's diagnosis, and that may be. I hope he's okay. I really do.
Yeah, because monkeypox is not nothing. It's not nothing.
And I know he goes to bathhouses to meditate. You know, that's why he was there. He probably thought they were a little more sanitary than they were.
That's a great scene in Something About Mary when he gets caught at the bath. The cops raid the bathhouse, and he's like, "Oh, I was just peeing." And the other guy's like, "Oh, me too. Yeah, no, me too." Oh, that's funny.
And then George Michael comes out. You got to have faith. Ooh, I got to have faith.
Oh, George. Nothing's the same since George Michael died.
But I really hope, like, I hope nothing is wrong. I hope they're just kind of screwing around. I hope it's just bad luck and they will have learned from all of this. I hope that no one is really sick.
Yeah.
I hope that the pegging rumors, I actually, you know, it's like, I'm agnostic on the pegging rumors. Like, I can take them or leave them. Actually, I might take them.
Every artist has a process.
Right, Jim. Who are we to judge?
I mean, no, sir, nobody. Nobody. I mean, you talk about a glass house throwing stones. It's a glass tent. We're not even in a house. We're, you know. Pretty low rent.
Can't afford the house.
I mean, we don't even have the house. Kennedy's here. Everybody's excited about it. She's going to be at the Carson Nugget. If you're listening on KKFT out in Reno, Jerry Evans country.
I hope they are.
Jerry Evans is going to be at the 8 o'clock show. So he's one of the greatest radio station owners in all of America. You'll meet him Saturday night at the 8 o'clock
show. His reputation precedes him, and I'm very much looking forward to meeting him and some of the gang because, you know, I've got white gloves and Nivea and Vaseline all over my hands because I'm planning on doing so much high-fiving that I want my hands to be nice and soft because, you know, normally I operate the jackhammer down at the pier, and so I'm pretty well calloused. So I want to soften things up so I can high-five Jerry.
Is that what we're calling your downstairs neighbor Jack's unit now? You're calling it a jackhammer. I see what you've done here.
It's a jackhammer.
Yeah,
exactly right.
You've come a long way from the pole
vault. People know I'm a woman of all trades.
The reason I enjoy this conversation so much is, like, for real, I told you this on your Kennedy Saves the World podcast. The people of Northern Nevada, like, for real, there is nothing you can do to offend this crowd. And I truly do mean nothing. We joke about how we close our show on beating a baby seal, which is not true. It's actually our pre-show ritual in the green room. But were you to enact that on stage? I'll put it this way: if you had the guy in a Biden Harris T-shirt, and it was a baby seal, you probably seriously could get away with it. I'm not even kidding. Northern Nevada, the very conservative, but they're conservative in like 1987 conservative, in that they can't be offended by anything you say. It's glorious.
See, I really miss that time when all we would do was try and, like, out-gross each other out and out-offend each other. And now you can't do that without looking over your shoulder.
So true. So true.
And sending directly to HR, which may or may not have happened to me last week.
Dude, they've just given up. Like, they're just – I actually – it's weird. I get a busy signal now when I call there. They take it off
the schedule, your weekly meeting.
Yeah, they take it off the hook now. They're like, I'm not doing this one. You do that one. I'm not doing this one. Oh, it's so freaking funny. Last thing I wanted to throw at you. Christine Blasey Ford is back. She was on The View yesterday. And it's just there's one funny clip because Sarah Haynes from The View goes, to this day, there are still people who don't believe your version of events. And I'm like, by people, you mean investigators. Like, are they basically dusting this off to bring emphasis on the fact that the winner of the next election can appoint some more Supreme Court justices? Is this just another angle of attack?
That's all this is, because there's nothing new in there. There's nothing that proves her allegations. It's just really recycled garbage. And it was her pretty lame attempt to ruin a guy's life and destroy his reputation. And, you know, it's like, I hope none of that happened. But if it did, she has really horrible recall.
Yeah.
And, you know, things haven't gotten any better for her or anything since then. So I'm still very skeptical of her claims. And I also think that it dissuades legit victims from coming forward and confronting their accusers and seeking justice, which is a damn shame.
Yep. It's a really hard thing for a lot of women to do. And I hate when something like this gets weaponized, because, again, she is out there saying she got death threats and everything else, which I don't doubt she did, you know. But the reality is other victims hear that who might be legitimate victims, and they're like, I don't want to mess with this. And that's the part that just drives me crazy. There's a weird thing right now. It's like there's this indifference, a real indifference, in the sense that, like, even when you talk about the border, it's like, you know, none of us like Trump's rhetoric on the border. But I'm more concerned about what is happening to, say, joggers down in Athens, Georgia, than I am how they're being described at a rally. You know, I know we could have both. It'd be nice to walk and chew gum at the same time. But if you had to have one or the other, I would do without the murder before I did without the rhetoric. We lost you. Your signal just torpedoed.
No,
oh, there
I'm
it
right
is.
Here,
you're
Jim.
Back. You're back. You and your Boost Mobile just resurrected. Your Boost Mobile prepaid.
Oh, I can't afford Boost Mobile, Jim. This is that thing that Ted Danson's pushing on a bike.
Listen, I'm just.
Yeah, no, it's like the words are, they will be sold to us as the gravest danger we've ever faced. And they're not. The grave danger is actually the one that can actually kill you.
Yep. And nobody wants to have that conversation. And it's like, it's a sad day in America where we're sort of the voices of reason, because we did not sign up for this.
That's freaking tragic is what it is.
This is like, you know, as voice of reasons go, I'm like, you know, like a 500-pound jockey. You don't generally want to see that when you get to the racetrack. you want to see a guy that's 4'7" and weighs 85 pounds. You don't really want to see me on the horse. You know what I'm saying?
Which is how Greg Gutfeld got his start.
Boom! Take that, Double G. Was I mean to him Monday night? I felt like I was a little mean.
No, I thought you guys were having fun ribbing each other. And that's like, you can both handle it.
Yeah.
You're both funny. And that's why it's so much fun for people to watch, because They want to see a boxing match.
They do.
They don't want to see a couple of soy boys bitch slapping each other.
But well, we do that after the show. But what I find is like audiences. There's an interesting dynamic. Some live audiences are protective of us because they like all of us. So when we make fun of each other, they get almost defensive. And a lot of audiences,
like mom and dad fight him.
Yeah, exactly. But a lot of audiences want a Roman Colosseum, like they do. They want one of us actually fed to a lion by the C block, and we're working
on
that.
And I hope that audience is at Carson City.
Oh, are they ever? They're bringing their own lion. You have no idea. I can't wait to talk to you after this is over, assuming you survive it. You have no idea. Like, you might go to a brothel. I'm not kidding, because there's so many of them nearby, and you won't just be going to pick up your paycheck this time.
You mean the bag of nickels?
Oh, you raised the rates again, did you? Real gal of the people you are. Real gal of the people. Saturday night, it's March 23rd. It's the Carson Nugget. Like, you pretty much have to be there or you're dead to me, Northern Nevada. Go see the K-Train. I will check in. I expect a postcard from the edge.
Yeah, I'll have the tour manager make sure to send you the receipts because Lord only knows what condition I'll be in after the show.
Well, the tour manager, if it's anything like the last trip I went on with you two, he'll be on an IV drip by the time he gets out of the hotel room. Because let me tell you, man, you talk about putting somebody through the paces, that poor guy.
Yeah, you got to rehydrate. It's part of what makes us human.
He's now blood doping to keep up with your behind-the-scenes shenanigans.
That's weird. He has been texting Lance Armstrong for tips.
Yeah, he's on the tour de pants with Kennedy. Unbelievable. We're excited. Have fun out there. I'll check in.
The
greatest.
Best.
Go see the K-Train, everybody. This Saturday night, it is the Carson Nuggets. Best show you're ever going to see. There's nobody more fun anywhere in media or anywhere out of media than Kennedy. And I like, this is a thing about whatever the hell you think of me and what I do. I so respect talented people who want to be great. Like, there's a lot of talented people that mail it in. Like, think of a guy like Jamarcus Russell. Jamarcus Russell goes to LSU, becomes the first pick in the NFL draft. Raiders hand him $270 million, and he heads right to the nearest buffet.
This is absolutely gross.
Guy gains like 70 pounds, eats himself out of the NFL. I don't doubt he's a great guy, but when history called collect, he was like, if anybody needs me, I'll be eating and bottoming out.
That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
And these are cruel sound bites that I normally aim at myself. So to be clear, I'm very self-aware. I am a slob. I've told you this before. Fox has to hire a guy to knock the food out of my hands during commercial breaks.
Put that cookie down now!
But the point is, there are a lot of people out there that are blessed with great talent and want to do great things with it. And Kennedy is like one of them. This is a funny story. So I grew up watching Kennedy on MTV. In the 90s, she was on MTV. I was a senior in high school, and, you know, everybody had an opinion on Kennedy one way or the other. She's hanging out with Nirvana. She's hanging out with Michael Jackson. Think about that. She was hanging out with Michael Jackson and reporting on all the allegations against him. And
this is totally false.
But the point is, he was there, okay? And she knew Michael Jackson. Kurt Cobain prank called her house. That's who she was. You know, she's an icon. And when I met her on Fox Business, she was the first person to put me on TV. I had no idea they were the same. It was the same person. Because it was just, you know, I was driving a cab 84 hours a week. I was sleeping like 3.5 hours a night if I was lucky. And I just happened to meet a woman who was hosting a TV show. And we talked for a while and left. I had no idea. Do you understand? I did her show 5 times before I knew she was MTV Kennedy.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I know. It's a good question to ask me. But I just didn't know. The only thing I knew was I was like, wow, this chick is so funny. And like, she's like really smart. But like, she's working at it. Like, she wants you to have a comprehensively better experience watching TV than most people do. She's willing to do the work. Like, that is on a personal level, on a spiritual level, it's like really attractive to me. That's who my friends are. They're people who just bust their ass. Like, I have a lot of friends that don't work in showbiz. They're just cab drivers or carpenters, you know, guys who lay brick or whatever the hell they do. Dog walk, doesn't matter. The point is they want to be good at their jobs. It's the coolest thing in the world. And when you go see Kennedy live, if you go into the Nugget this weekend or you see her on tour with me at some point this fall, you're going to see somebody who's just like, she's so good at what she does but she doesn't take her talent to be that good for granted. Like, we talked every day last week. We actually went out for and ate everything imaginable, to be clear, at the Carnegie Club down the block. She was on my radio show last week, and we went out after the show, and we just worked on this PowerPoint presentation she brings with her on the road that's really funny. And she doesn't have to do that. You all know who she is from TV. People are excited to go see her. But that's not enough for her. She doesn't want it to be like, oh my gosh, I'm at Kennedy. She wants it to be like, oh my gosh, what an amazing show. Because that's what people who want to be great do. And that's what we're trying to offer you on this program.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
The critics have spoken.
I really appreciate fine art.
You do?
Yes.
And this isn't it.
This is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There it is, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, bringing this hour in for a landing in the next one. We have a grown-up conversation. There's a lot going on right now. As you know, one of the key stories involves, sadly, Haitian migrants that are trying to get into the great state of Florida. Unfortunately, the joke is on them. My shows were last week. There's no reason to go now. Jimmy left. He went from Fort Lauderdale up to Ponte Vedra, and now I'm back in New York because God hates me. New York is a dump right now, but I'm back on the road next weekend. I will be in Helena, Montana, at the Helena Civic Center, Friday night, March the 29th. It is Easter weekend, and then Saturday, March the 30th, we are out in Spokane, Washington at the Fox Theater. Hey, girl. And then the following week, we go to Federal Way with Annie from my TV show, who's a little bit of a hot mess, but her family's going to be there. We'll clean it up and act like she has her life together. And then we go to Boise for the Egyptian Theater on Saturday. It's going to be a banger. All those tickets available at foxacrossamerica.com. We are back after this. Hey, girl.
Live from everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Here we go, here we go. Big hour coming up with your radio buddy, Jimmy Failla. That is me. And we're doing the dang thing over here on Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Reachable to you, the listener, at 888-788-9910. If you want to be a part of the program, a program that is guest-free for the full hour. Remember the late, great Larry King for the full hour? Well, we're going guest-free. And they normally have the guests for the full hour. No guests, just you and me for the full hour.
This could be a problem.
I know, I'm already feeling really iffy about this. But if you want to weigh in, 888-788-9910, you can be a part of the show. There is no ideological barrier for entry.
I don't care where you come from. I don't care what color you are. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how dumb you are.
No, ma'am. As we say every day on the program, to the point of exhaustion, you can be a Republican, you can be a Democrat, just don't be a bang. There it is, as the party rolls on a wild Wednesday. We got a lot of It's just a mess down there. We got the border problem. Now we've got this whole Haitian migrant situation where what's going on in Haiti is a disaster, a major humanitarian crisis. Okay, if you remember at the beginnings of the Trump presidency, the media lost his mind because he was talking about Haiti and other countries we were giving aid to, where the aid was being absconded by corrupt governments and it was never making it to the people. And Trump had surmised that we shouldn't be giving money to whole countries. Okay, and of course a lot of celebrities were like, how dare you say that? This is a great paper. Why would you say that? And it's not about the people. It's just about the conditions of the country because corrupt people happen to be running the place. And now, as we sit here with the country collapsing, we're being told that there are reports of cannibalism taking place. I cannot confirm that. I cannot deny that. But those are the reports right now.
What the hell did you just say?
Not good. And I think a lot of people would argue, sadly, that because of the corrupt leadership and the gang violence, through no fault of their own, there are many people stuck in a whole country. Okay, in this hour, we now have the Navy involved. We now have Florida Governor Ron DeSantis vowing to take any Haitian migrant that comes to our shores and relocate them to Martha's Vineyard, like he did with migrants, which, by the way, at the time was called human trafficking by the Democrats, only to watch those same Democrats, when their sanctuary cities became burdened by migrants, relocate those very migrants.
Democrats are so full of crap.
Totally. When DeSantis does it, it's human trafficking. But when they do it, it's, you know, the resources are strained and, you know, we're just having a hard...
Stop lying to us.
They're always lying to you. Okay, and that's the problem in this moment. You know, the world is an ugly mess right now. One of the reasons so many people are trying to get here to our country is because the quality of life here is exponentially better than it is anywhere else, which is one of the reasons I get so infuriated when we discuss immigration. Nobody here in this country is saying don't come. We're all saying come legally. Legal immigration is what made this country great. Okay, it's what made us a melting pot. It's what we were referred to as 100 years ago as a melting pot. Now everybody's smoking pot, and we're just watching the quality of life deteriorate at every turn because we're fighting over words instead of deeds. It's like you think about the bloodbath-ish incident with Trump earlier in the week. Goes to a rally in Dayton, Ohio last Saturday night, says China's trying to steal American jobs. They're opening up these big factories in Mexico. They're going to build American cars there and then sell them back to us. But here's the deal, China. If you do it, I'm going to impose a 100% tariff if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. We won't be able to do it, that whole thing. The media ran with, oh, he said he's going to kill everybody.
That is a lie.
And they know it's a lie. But the point is, they'd rather discuss pretend claims than the real issue of American jobs being stolen. They'd rather talk about pretend claims than the real issue of migrants coming here in record numbers, causing a record level of fentanyl poisoning deaths. And sadly, yes, murders and rapes and robberies, not good. So the situation in Haiti is just the same. It's people trying to flee a collapsing region and make a better life for themselves anywhere they can, which, to be clear, is anywhere but Haiti at this point, which is sad. But a lot of surrounding countries don't want to take in the migrants. So the end result is they wind up coming here. But the bottom line is we are at a capacity right now that is overburdened. And while we do want to give a humane response to this situation, it's another situation that's the end result of mismanagement here and abroad.
We have people in Washington that don't know what they're doing.
And in a lot of the countries we help, we have people that are just straight flat criminals. Or in some instances like Gaza, okay, we've got a government that is essentially a terror group, and they abscond a lot of foreign aid. And that's the sad reality of what we're doing. We send aid to a lot of countries who then use it to arm people who hate us. Okay, do you understand? When we give money to Iran, they're the biggest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. So we chalk it up in Washington, it's just the cost of doing business. You're going to try to help out the Iranian people, and yeah, they're going to buy a bunch of missiles for Hamas or Hezbollah or some other proxy to attack our interest in the region. That's just the cost of doing business. But is it? Do you think any other country looks at us and goes, you know, America, they're the ones who get it right. They give aid to the people who want to blow them up. I mean, that's a...
We really are being laughed at and scoffed at throughout the world. They're not respecting our country the way they used to.
Of course they're not, because when it comes to these real issues facing our country, most of the people in politics are not discussing the issue head on. Okay, even when it comes to the border, they keep trying to tell you, well, you know, the border, it's because we have a broken immigration system. The broken immigration system, okay, that refers to the processing it takes to get into this country legally, which I understand is a problem. Okay, but that problem doesn't get better if you let 10 million people cut the line.
I think he's got a point.
And understand, the reason those 10 people are cutting the line is because they can. So understand that they're not coming here because our immigration system is broken. They're coming here because they're getting in.
He knows what he's talking about.
Barry is out in Los Angeles. He gets it. Barry!
Well, Jimmy, you took a lot of the words right out of my mouth. I just wanted to add, you had made a comment earlier that I sort of took offense to when you said we get offended by some of Trump's language about the border. Nobody should get offended by Trump's language on the border, because Trump is talking about the border.
Yeah.
Trump is not talking about immigration. Mm-hmm. Two different things. And the problem is the Democrats have been able to conflate the issue, and now you have morons like Langford in the Senate who are like trying to do immigration bills for border protection. Two different things. I mean, you just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
But again, nobody should be taking offense to what Donald Trump says about the border, because no country wants a single person coming into their country that they don't know about and that they haven't vetted.
Yep. And we're the only idiots doing it. And
exactly.
And so, but it's funny because like they're trying to push this on us, like we should be self-conscious about the fact that we're looking out for our own well-being, as if every one of them doesn't lock the door at night. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, again, but the problem is too many people, way too many people conflate the issue. It's two separate issues.
Yep.
Trump is only talking about the border. Trump has never said anything bad about legal immigrants. Immigration. Trump has never said anything about limiting people.
Yep. And that's the problem. They try to run with it as, look, he's calling migrants scum and we don't want them. It's like, no. He is referring specifically to like Venezuelan gang members, to Lake and right. Riley's killer. He never says right. the words, all immigrants are scum. All immigrants are criminals. But it's like what drives me crazy, and I think you agree, it sounds like, is that it prevents us from having a real conversation because we're not actually talking about the thing. We're talking about their pretend claim that he wants to kill migrants and if he doesn't win the election, we're all going to die. And that's not any of the real problems we're facing.
Well, yeah, I mean, and the other problem is the you know, the corporate world loves illegal immigration because people come in undocumented or illegal aliens mm-hmm. are willing to work for less money. Yep. So the cost of labor is cheaper.
Yep. It's a scam. Barry, this is spot on analysis. How's everything else in L.A.?
It's going well. I'm waiting to hear when we can meet up for a drink on Santa Monica Pier.
Dino Sports Bar, baby. And by the way, you'll laugh, but when I was in Sacramento, we were back and forth with Gavin Newsom's team about doing an interview on my Saturday night show. I don't think anyone listening is surprised by this, but they told us the timing wasn't going to work. That's professional speak for get the F out of here, I believe. But it's more elegant the way they said it.
I don't know.
Well, I will invite Newsom. I will invite Newsom to Dino Sports Bar as well. I have a good feeling you'll meet one of us.
Sounds good.
Good stuff, Barry. Be well, my man. The great Barry out in Los Angeles. Barry has been a guy who has probably been calling into the show since it launched March 9th of 2020. We were on the 4-year anniversary of this show being a thing. And I've always enjoyed talking to Barry out in California because he is, you know, proof that they have some sane people. And he's definitely, Barry's a little nuts. I mean, if you listen to this show, you have to be. But by comparison to what's happening in California, you know, he's pretty sane. And we need more Barrys. Because what people need to understand in this moment now is, yes, we're living in like a very politically charged time, but the damage being done to our country is not specific to people who vote one way. Meaning, you could be a member of either political party, the border is screwing you. Increasing the likelihood that you die if you take recreational drugs. Increasing the likelihood that you might get mugged or pickpocketed by a migrant. You know, that's just reality. I told a story earlier in the show today. We were filming in Times Square last night. Our security detail has tripled because of all the migrant crime here in New York City. Two times we had our shoot interrupted because our plainclothes security knows who the migrant pickpocket gangs are and wanted to steer my guest away from that potential problem because they could see the guys encircling her and making their way into a moment where we were going to get bumped into and robbed without even realizing it happened. So they interrupted a live TV shoot, which is not something they're ever advised to do unless it's absolutely necessary. It happened twice last night. That's not unique to where I live, man. That's in a lot of places. And you understand, those people that were going to rob us don't know we're Republicans. They don't know we're Democrats. They don't know what the hell we are. They just know they want to rob you. Okay, so the reality is when it comes to these sorts of issues, politics have become so bitterly divided that they've dragged the need to oppose the other party at all costs into arenas that would normally be the common good for all of us. The border is common cause. Okay, if the border's bad, both parties suffer. If crime is bad, both parties suffer. If education is bad, both parties suffer. Foreign policy goes sideways, both parties suffer. That's just a reality of the moment we're living in. Everything sucks. Everything. When you look at the country, you're living in a country where 76% of Americans think we're headed in the wrong direction. There's another 24% that think Biden knows what he's doing.
You must be crazy. When are you going to stop believing in something that isn't true?
Well, the point is, I don't know that anyone truly does believe it. It's just so much more important to stick it to the other side that you'd rather stick around and keep voting for things that are setting us back in the hopes that they won't catch up to you. And a lot of people still have that luxury. You could be a New York voter, you could be an LA voter, and be 99.9% immune to what's happening in the streets of these two cities because you have your own money, you have your own, you know, exclusive neighborhood, your own penthouse, your own security detail, your own private driver. So you don't have to worry about crime on the subway. Or if you're in LA, you don't have to worry about some hobbit chasing you down Hollywood Boulevard and stabbing you with a screwdriver, you know, because you don't live and commute in that fashion. But the reality is you're voting for policies that every day shrink, okay, the odds of this happening to you, okay? And that's not good. And the point is we only got here not because we didn't know better. We've always known better. Both political parties have voted for border wall funding. They both did it. So we knew better. We knew it was a thing. One of the biggest critiques of Trump was what? Well, he's not really building the wall. He's just fixing the existing wall. But if walls are racist and evil and bigoted, why is there existing walls?
I'm telling you, that boy's a genius.
But again, you don't have to be a genius to pick up on this. That's the point. I don't come into politics or analysis with any background in any of it. You're just a human being with a little bit of horse sense, and you can look out at the world and see how full of everybody is. But they can afford to be full of because it doesn't affect them. Okay, but the way things are going, it's just a matter of time before it affects all of us. And that's why people got to get their heads out of their asses and stop, you know, opposing the political party just because.
So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
You're listening to the most addictive show on the radio.
This is crack, rock cocaine. It isn't glamorous or cool or kid stuff.
This is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Little you and me time here on Fox Across America. In the next break, we're going to play you a clip from AOC.
AOC is a dope.
Why are we talking about AOC? Because she's cross-examining Tony Bobulinski, Hunter Biden's business partner.
Hunter's a dirtbag.
He is testifying publicly in a House hearing today and had this to say out of the gate. This is clip 11.
The truth involving the deep corruption of the Biden family, including the malfeasance of the sitting president of the United States, might be raw and unpleasant. The American people must hear it. You're presented here today with two narratives in this investigation. A false one being pushed by Joe Biden, a serial liar and fabulous, now under this impeachment investigation for public corruption. His brother, Jim Biden, a 75-year-old man who can't keep his lies straight, including under oath. And his son, Hunter Biden, a chronic drug addict facing two indictments with 12 counts. You also have before you the truth, confirmed by multiple Biden family business partners over many years and backed up by mountains of irrefutable evidence, including text messages, emails, documents, recordings.
They got a lot of evidence. And you understand, this started with Biden claiming he never once talked to his son about his business.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president.
Wait, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you? I've never talked to my son about his business dealings. We now know that he's called into his son's business dealings on 20 separate occasions, and they want you to believe it was to talk about the weather.
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Okay, understand, Hunter's own business partner said Biden was calling into these meetings because they were just selling access to the vice president. Him calling up and saying, hey, how are you? It's me. Be good to my boy. Is his way of validating Hunter's claims that Jay should be investing in his businesses because he could give them access to the president. They said, prove it. Hunter proved it on 20 different occasions. Now they want you to believe with a straight face that Biden never knew what Hunter was doing?
It's nothing more than white noise coming from the White House.
Okay, listen to this. It's bananas. Okay, and not only is Tony Bobulinski a business partner who's contradicting the Biden claim, but Devin Archer is a business partner contradicting the Biden claim. We had the two most decorated tax investigators at the IRS blow a whistle and say, hey, they were given a bum steer by their higher-ups, and couldn't fully pursue the Biden crime entity or whatever the hell it appeared to be, because the establishment figure, deep state figures, whatever term you want to describe these people with, was blocking them from their due diligence on the Bidens.
That's not right.
Of course it's not. But you understand, you don't block investigations. You don't wind up telling a story proven false on 30 different occasions because you have nothing to hide. You prove it because you got a lot to hide.
That's true. That is true.
Oh, man, Byron Donalds. Speaking of Fox News moments ago about the testimony of Hunter Biden's business partner, Tony Bobulinski, he testified that Joe Biden was the brand. That's what they were peddling access off. Tony Bobulinski testified as much and wound up getting into it with AOC, who apparently doesn't understand how the law works.
She's worse than Kamala.
Listen to this exchange between Bobulinski and AOC. This is truly fascinating stuff. And I say fascinating because I grew up, I really did. I grew up in Levittown in the 80s. Probably the most patriotic community ever built. In, you know, Levittown's known to a lot of people as America's first suburb, but it was specifically built for American GIs returning home from World War II. And they were going to buy houses and start families and put above-ground pools in the backyard and drink cheap beer, play a lot of wiffle ball, let the kids ride their bikes till the streetlights came on. It was, I grew up, like, I'm sure a lot of you feel the same way who grew up in that era. I grew up in the best place in the world you could ever hope to grow up. And I know there were a lot of towns that offered that similar experience, and we did. We grew up in the best era and the best place there ever was to grow up, which is America. And if you were raised with that mindfulness in terms of how lucky you were to be here, you were probably pretty patriotic, and being patriotic as a child also meant you had a lot of faith in Washington. You believed that everybody in Washington had our best interest at heart and never did things wrong.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've heard of.
Of course, but understand, until you become an adult and spend some time around the people who work in government, you believe, you really truly do believe that these are all like super sharp people.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
No, is what I'm trying to say. I'm using it now, but I wasn't using it then. Like, I used to think congressmen, congress people, congresswomen, these were the smartest people who ever lived. That's what I thought. Like, I'll never forget Peter King. Came to my elementary school back in the day. He might have just been an assemblyman back then. And I remembered my teacher saying to me, okay, well, you've just spoken to one of the smartest people America has to offer. Anytime you talk to a congressman, you're talking to someone who's as smart gets.
Thank you for the education, gentlemen. We've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Because that is criminally stupid. Most of Congress is stupid. When you start to meet congressmen, you're like, wow, stupid people. Byron Donalds, super smart guy, be a good example. Wesley Hunt, super smart guy. I'm not telling you they're not out there. Jim Jordan, smart as the day is long, is a really sharp guy. And off the air, he talks the same way he does on the air, meaning he's not a performance artist. He cares about the country. They're out there. But because there are 435 congressional seats, by default, you're going to get a lot of stupid people. Why? Because certain districts vote for one party no matter who the nominee is. Like when they try to tell you AOC was like some monumental shakeup of Washington, AOC won a district that had voted Democrat for 105 years. So is she historic in any sense of the word? Never mind for all of this branding of AOC as some stick-it-to-the-man radical. Okay, she has voted with Nancy Pelosi and the establishment 99.4% of the time.
Nancy Pelosi is a total dingbat.
Okay, yeah, she went to Congress and made her brand, I'm going to shake things up. She didn't shake anything up, okay? Spent half of it cooking macaroni and cheese on Instagram. The other half arguing with Elon Musk on Twitter. And the crazy part is she sends half of these tweets from a Tesla built by Elon Musk.
She is a fraud, a phony, a woman without a moral core, a regular two-faced, mealy-mouthed politician who swings with the wind.
Judge Dineen's great. You just wish you wouldn't hold back so much. But the point is, okay, when it comes to AOC, above all else, she's stupid. AOC, because she gravitated towards a people whose emotions were their facts, killed off thousands of high-paying Amazon jobs in her district because she had run on the idea that rich people were bad. They all must be criminals. They don't make any greater good contribution to society. Never mind that she was going to have thousands of high-paying jobs, $100,000 and up in her district. Those jobs had to go because in her hot topic interpretation of politics, if it doesn't fit on a bumper sticker or the back of a T-shirt, I don't want to adhere to the policy. AOC decided the rich were bad, so killing jobs was good. And she presides over one of the most highest crime districts in America, no different than Cori Bush and the other members of the squad. And she has a criminal level of stupidity as an elected member of Congress. Here she is back and forth with Tony Bobulinski trying to explain that RICO charges are not a crime. Never mind that I believe the grand total is about 35 different things you can be charged for under RICO laws. Here is the exchange between AOC and Tony Bobulinski.
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a
business deal. Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
You
specifically.
You ask me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
Excuse
statutes.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse Fara. Me, sir. Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is
it's
the
category
crime?
Of crimes that you're then charged?
You have charges.
A long hundred.
You have charges, sir. Yeah. Please
you want me to
name
the exact statute under RICO.
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18.
All right, sir. I reclaim my
lawyers.
That went
to law school.
That was embarrassing.
Do you see how she's not letting him answer? RICO crimes. Are you ready for it, guys? Okay. Because she's trying to claim, she's just trying to make him look bad. Like, he's stupid. He's saying RICO, but he's not saying a specific charge. Let me play it for you one more time, because he literally says, we'll cut it off after this, how much time do you have? She says, what are the crimes? He says, how much time do you have? Take it away, Josh.
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business
deal. Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is.
Ho, ho, ho. How much time do I have to go through it? And she just cuts him off and won't let him answer. You don't understand, RICO. You don't understand how it works. That's AOC. Just as, you know.
You're a loony.
She's not a loony. She's just a, you know, a head. That's all she is. Guys, here are the RICO crimes. Okay, drug trafficking. Not accused of that. Mail fraud, not accused of that. Bribery, could be probably accused of that, but understand. Embezzlement, money laundering, extortion. Do you know when Hunter Biden said, I'm sitting here with my father right now, send the money or else, you know, things like that. Money laundering, you know, when money comes from a foreign entity into their bank accounts and they move it through 96 different shell companies and it ends up in their grandkids' bank accounts. That is the type of RICO statute that gets investigated as money laundering.
That's true. That is true.
Never mind, Biden is openly bragged about withholding foreign aid from the Ukrainian government when he was a vice president.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Huh.
He should be behind bars.
Okay, but understand what Tony Bobulinski is saying. What crimes do I think they committed? How much time do you have? He's Hunter Biden's business partner. How much time do you have? But why did she talk over him? Do you want to know how the game works? Do you want to stand behind the magician? She talked over him because all they're doing right now in this hearing is performing for cable news tonight. She's trying to give her side a cut where they can go, see, this guy doesn't even know how the law works.
You can't handle the truth.
But that's what she's doing there in that moment. She is an influencer, an Instagram influencer with a side hustle in Congress. She's an idiot. But she's posturing for the cameras so they can say, oh, look at this guy. He says the Bidens committed a crime, but she can't even name one of the crimes. Listen to her cut him off as he attempts to talk. Please play it one more time.
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a
business
deal.
Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is FARA. What is the crime, sir?
Look at this. Is great.
Specifically.
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
statutes. Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is
it's the category
crime?
Of crimes that you're then charged?
You have charges.
A long hundred.
You have charges, sir. Yeah. Please
the name the exact statute
sir,
under RICO.
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
all right, sir. I reclaim my
lawyers
time.
That went to law school.
Time.
Garbage like you just makes me sick.
Just human trash. RICO crimes. You ready for them? Drug trafficking, money laundering, counterfeiting, mail fraud, gambling, kidnapping, bribery, embezzlement, robbery, arson, securities fraud, copyright infringement, human trafficking, extortion, murder, obstruction of justice, prostitution. The point is, RICO crimes are real. AOC saying RICO is not a crime is weapons grade stupid. Okay, she...
Get out of here and take your mother with you.
Well, my mother wasn't there, Red Fox. But the point is, it's stupid. And all she's trying to do is impugn the credibility of the witness so one side can get on TV tonight and be like, well, that was a whiff. They got nothing. Bob Alinsky didn't even know the law. Okay, we live in a time in America. This is the dangerous divide. This is the thing I'm trying to bridge. Okay, people hate the other side so much, they're willing to suspend proper brain function to convince themselves their side won today. But when the goal is to win today, we all lose tomorrow because that greater good aspect of how the country's supposed to work flies out the window. So you got a president right now. I don't know that he specifically broke the law just because the witnesses say he did. That's different. I'm not privy to their information. Okay, but what I can offer you is this is a president who's lied to us on 5 different occasions. Now, if he was accepting money as a sitting member of our government from foreign entities, then yes, he did break the law, like die in prison level of breaking the law. Okay, because you're talking about treason. You're talking about real high crimes. And you understand if that's true. I don't know if the proof is true, but if that's true, that's significant. And everyone in America should care. All we have to go on at this point, okay, because we don't have the answer to that question. Did you break the law? Did you get this money? Okay, he started out by saying, what do you mean? I never even talked to my son about his business deals. So he lied about that. And he said, I didn't even know what kind of business my son was in. And he lied. And said, oh, the laptop where my son chronicled all his business exploits and got naked all over the, that's fake. It's Russian disinformation. So every question we've asked him about this story has gotten us a lie in response. Do you understand? When they convict somebody of murder, they don't go to your house and go, did you kill her? And you go, yeah. And they go, you're under arrest. They go to your house and ask you a bunch of questions. And over the course of time, they notice that your answers aren't honest. And they say, why isn't this guy being honest with us? What does he have to hide? Did he innocently forget because he's nervous and he doesn't talk to cops a lot? Or are there a series of lies? Does it seem to be that his body language is changing? Is there something shifting in his face? Is there a reason why he keeps being contradicted by the facts? That's how they build the yes staircase that gets them to shake their head and go, yeah, this guy did it.
When you're right, you're right. And you're right.
So do you understand if we were just interviewing Joe Biden? Hey, $10 million were just found in a bank account. for no good reason. But it was wired to the son of a sitting United States president from a company that wanted to do business with the government he happened to be the sitting vice president of. We've got some questions on how it might get there. We're hoping you can fill us in and maybe just tell us where you were on these dates and those dates. If the guy lies about every question you ask from there, they look at each other and they go, Sarge, we got our man.
That is correct.
So do you understand, in a normal scenario, this is not a court of law. I don't have this proof. I'm just talking to you as a human being. Okay? When they have questioned Joe Biden about this story, every single answer was a lie. There'd be no reason to lie about every preliminary answer unless the truth was a really big problem for you. Okay? And the truth is, based on what we now know, based on the fact that Democrats are trying to pretend the witnesses who are testifying under oath, witnesses who serve this country in uniform as members of the military, witnesses who are engaged in the very business that's being investigated, tell us this guy was the brand and was getting a 10% cut. Okay? And Democrats don't even want the guy to get his testimony in. They just want to belittle him for TV. I'm just telling you, where there's smoke, there's fire. And whether it's coming from Hunter Biden's crack pipe or another source is a problem for every single one of us.
Are you the big man, Joe?
The witnesses say yes.
The show that's standing up to big tech.
Get those nerds!
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 You're listening to Vox Across America.
Bottom of the ninth, Jeff is down in Fort Lauderdale helping us land this plane. Yo, Jeff.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you? I was at the show, and it was amazing. Thank you for coming.
What a crowd. Yeah, that was such a good rowdy crowd. Thanks.
Yeah, you really think on your feet with those questions at the end, turning them into jokes. Very good.
Thanks,
really,
man.
You know, that's not scripted. And I just got the audio book. But I'm kind of new to the podcast. In a couple of days, you talked about getting off the mat. And I actually wrote a book about that, which I want to publish someday, about, you know, it's not about getting knocked down. It's getting up again. You know, I have a really good job, but I really worked hard and had a lot of failures to get there, you know, and that's such an important point you made.
Yeah. Like, we're all in, everyone listening right now is in the keep going business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, even on the days you don't want to, the point is those are the heroic days. You know, the days where you feel good, those really aren't the big days. Like, I could tell you, the day they gave me a TV show is not the big day. It was the day I had no desire to live and I went to work and pulled through. That was the big day.
I mean, you fail your way to success. So if someday you want to read the manuscript, I'll email it to you.
Oh, I love this. We'll tell Mikey I'll have you mail it so you don't have to wait for me to come back down to Fort Lauderdale because, that was rowdy. I need to detox before I hang out with you maniacs again.
That's great.
Good stuff.
Women stay on the phone and talk in.
Good stuff. All right. Yeah, there you go. The great Jeff. And thanks for that. Mikey can handle it from there. 40 seconds to go on the shot clock. I will say this because Jeff makes a good point. You know, you do fail your way to success. So if you're sitting there right now summing up your life like, wow, I suck at everything. You know where you are? You're in the same place I was at some point.
Bingo.
The same place everyone you know that is a wild success was at some point. Now, I'm just a hot mess, and I'm succeeding because it makes other hot messes feel better about life, and that's my popularity. But for those of you who are actually talented, you got a lot to look forward to if you just keep going.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.